Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, Hall & Oates start out the festivities on this Wednesday. Coaching change Wednesday, Crowder.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Coaching change Wednesday. I don't know. Is it surprising? So the Florida Panthers, for those who might not know, Florida Panthers will have a new head coach. And we think they're also going to have a new goal song, right? A lot of changes.
Yeah.
Of a new goal song, new head coach.
Number one team in the league, and then you get beat in the first round, you know?
Second round. Second round. Paul Maurice will be the new Panthers head coach. And according to several NHL insiders that I've looked at on social media, Andrew Brunette, the interim head coach who took over for Coach Q at the beginning of this season, he is going to be offered – quote-unquote, a significant role to remain with the team if he's interested. Although I find that to be odd, too, because what if the Panthers, loaded with talent, who won the President's Trophy, who did go to the second round and lost to Tampa, who's not a bad team, what if they were to start slow under Paul Maurice and Andrew Brunette is sitting there in the office three doors down from him? You know, I just think it's like a weird, if he's offered a significant role, I imagine that would be a front office role. And man, I think you're asking for problems, because if you do start out slow, all the fans and maybe even some of the players are going to be like, hey, we kind of were doing well under Andrew Brunette there. You know where his office is. It's right over there. So I don't know what it works out to be.
I'm with you on that, where the relationship with the players as well and winning the President's Trophy after all that went down would be bad. But on the other side of that coin, though, Hawk, if him and Reese can work together, him and the new coach can, you know, like he uses that relationship and now he brings in the new coach and now they're working as one, I think it might be advantageous.
I guess in a great scenario, it would be advantageous. And if anything goes awry during the season, which – I mean, often happens, then I'm not necessarily certain how advantageous it would be. From ESPN, this is what they write. Paul Maurice has been hired as the new head coach for the Florida Panthers, replacing interim coach Andrew Brunette, a source confirmed to ESPN. Maurice, 55, stepped down from the Winnipeg Jets after 29 games this season, ending a nine-year stint with that team. He has coached 1,685 regular season NHL games. That's the fourth most in NHL history, and he's seventh in career wins with 775. And they write on ESPN that experience was a key factor in his hiring for Florida, according to a source. While other coaching candidates were rumored, the Panthers zeroed in on Maurice when there was mutual interest, vetting him on everything from his player management to his on-ice tactics. And just as a little bit of a programming note, today we'll talk about that Steve Goldstein, Goldie, Panthers television voice. He's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour this afternoon. Josh Appel, one of our favorites and a local broadcaster and the Marlins PA announcer, but also probably the biggest Panthers fan that resides in South Florida. He's going to join us, and we'll talk about that. But also with Josh Appel, this is tremendously exciting to me. Today is National Onion Rings Day. Now, you can eat onion rings as a vegetarian, right? That's still on your menu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm an onion ring guy.
So, I said it with a lot of pride there.
Yeah,
you know. But that's one of the things that you can get at fast food place, I'm guessing. So, that like, you are onion ring guy.
When you limit your menu, we've done this about the sides. Where I act so excited to get some you know, grilled spinach. Yeah, grilled spinach, please. Side of french fries. Carrots. you got to act excited. If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Onion ring guy. That's excellent. So Josh Appel is going to join us today to talk about the new Panthers coach and some other sports-related items. But we will do it as part of our drive-through sports talk series. And since it's National Onion Ring Day, we are placing him at the originator, Burger King. BK is known for their onion rings because, you know, when it was just BK and McDonald's, McDonald's never had onion rings, and that was like a little treat at Burger King. Solana had a great point on Twitter, too. What was your take on great onion rings, Solana?
Really, the only onion ring I enjoy that I go out of my way to make sure I have is when I'm at Burger King, I just order french fries. Sometimes they'll slip in one onion ring in the bag of french fries, but it's burnt to a crisp. You know, it just snuck in there. That's really the best onion ring.
Yeah, it got left in the fryolator from the earlier batch of onion rings, and, you know, went through a few batches of frying, you know, with fries or whatever, and then finally some employee, you know, banged the little basket hard when the fries were getting dumped out, and all of a sudden that tiny little onion ring shakes loose. You're lucky enough to get it in your bag. That is a treat.
Can you ask for extra crispy onion rings?
Yeah, probably put them through the fryolator twice, I would imagine, right? If they're not, I mean, if you can ask for your Whopper cut in half, you can ask for just about anything there. Should we have Appel do that?
You might better get a whole bag of crispy
onion rings. Of the little crispy
ones?
Yeah, you know what? Solana may have just created a little life hack for you there.
I do that, by the way. I'll tell them, hey, I want a side order of fries, but can you make sure to throw in just one onion ring in there for me? Just throw one onion ring.
Kind of ruins the excitement, though. That's like not finding a gem. Like, then you're asking for it. I like when it just shows up magically, that Burger King onion ring in the fry. It's magic.
Is it magic or an employee not beating the little basket?
It's fast food magic. anyway, so Panthers will have a new head coach. The NBA draft is tomorrow. We can talk about that. Our friend Paul Severino, the Marlins broadcaster on Bally Sports, he's going to join us today in the 3 o'clock hour. It is a genuine loaded potato on this Wednesday. Let's begin with headlines. Headlines in Alejandro Solana.
Is one of you shaving or...
It sounds like Crowder is doing the show from like an ice truck or something. Like what's going on in the room that you're in, Crowder?
Nothing.
There's something going on. I mean, when your internet cuts out, we can hear for that real brief moment that extraneous noise stop.
Oh no, he's muting himself thinking that we're not going to hear it. And then when he goes to talk, I hear the clicking, he unmutes himself.
Yeah, there's so much. Yeah, you just did it there. There's so much noise. There's so much noise in that room. I mean, we have headphones on, so I'm imagining people in their car don't hear it. What is going on in that room?
It's nothing. I think might be the air conditioner. I'll cut it off.
You have a window air conditioning unit in your house?
Yeah, you know, times got hard. This game got bad.
Significant gambling losses. He moved into the poke and beans.
Told the wife, cut off these centrals. They're eating up too much electricity.
He's got the window unit. All right, go ahead, Solana. What do you have for headphones? Headphones. What do you have for headlines?
Bose, actually, today. This sports update driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. As Hawk mentioned, it'll be Paul Maurice, your new head coach. That came per the Sports Network earlier today. It's a 3-year deal that's being reported as well. And Hawk, I know you said it, 775 wins as a head coach. Maurice brings to the table 7th most in NHL history.
Yeah, and we know, if you've watched Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu, one of the reasons they brought in Quenneville is they really value experience and past winning. Mm-hmm. Like Paul Maurice falls into the categories. You know, if they were making a list of why they were hiring Coach Q, I think Paul Maurice checks off a lot of those boxes as well.
Yeah, and it's so obvious. It's like with every sport. Like, you put together a hell of a roster. Now you want somebody that's
correct.
Dealt with roster. So, no, nothing against Brunet. You know, I love Bruno, man, but he wasn't as seasoned, obviously, as Quenneville and Maurice. So,
right, and right, if we know that Viola and Cifu and Bill Zito have a predilection to hire someone with a lot of experience, and they end up with Brunet, who doesn't have head coaching experience, as great as they did during the season, you would imagine if their default is we love experience, their default, then at the end of the season, they look at the season, they go, you know what? We were right. If we had an experienced season's head coach, we'd still be playing right now. We'd be playing Colorado mm-hmm. in the Stanley Cup Finals. So you could see where their line of thinking is.
Would we be terrible in the power play if somebody made a
right.
move earlier?
Right.
You know, like, it's a lot of questions that experience would easily answer.
Yeah, but shouldn't that experience come with someone who's done it before? Like, what the Panthers are trying to do is not win the President's Trophy again. It's win the Stanley Cup Finals, and Paul Maurice has never done that. Like, shouldn't they have
well,
gone out
those
and found
coaches
somebody?
Aren't there, I mean, those coaches aren't just hanging around. They're not the day laborers at Home Depot where you won a Stanley Cup final and you happen to be available.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that was the intrigue with Coach Q, right? Like, he
sure.
came with the hardware. He knew
how
to get it done. And Paul Maurice, I mean, I'd never heard of him until today, but I've been reading from some of the NHL insiders, and he's regarded as a good, experienced head coach, but somebody who's never been able to get a team over that hump.
Right. But he's one of the winningest coaches in NHL history,
yep.
and he would probably argue, I just didn't have enough talent to get over the hump. That would be his argument. And then, you know, the Panthers would go, okay, well, we've got the talent to get you over the hump. We didn't have the coach to get us over the hump. So it's a match made in heaven. We'll find out, you know, next season when they start humping.
I don't think that's the phrase.
Well, you said so you're riding with this.
Let's hump them. Come on, Coach Maurice.
That's their slogan next season. We humping.
Speaking of the Gats, Jonathan Huberdeau named to the second team NHL All-Star team, second straight season. He receives that honor.
All right, very cool.
Yeah. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight, 8 p.m. We know the Avalanche lead 2-1. Tampa can win their second straight at home tonight.
That's right. You can hear the game on 560 WQAM.
Did we bet the over on the Marlins and Rockies game last night?
No, we didn't bet anything. Huh. We've been staying away from betting, but I wish we had bet the over.
Yeah, Marlins won 9-8. In their series opener versus Colorado. They do host the Rockies again tonight, 6:40 p.m. Pillows will be on the mound. That's Pablo Lopez.
That's our guy.
Marlins on a 4-game home winning streak.
Maybe we should see if Josh Appel, when he joins us, will announce Pablo Lopez as Pillows tonight at Lone Depot Park.
That's this man's job. I love the fun. Like, oh, don't get nobody lose their job playing with us.
Ah, come on. Wednesday night at Lone Depot Park.
I mean, who's going to be listening besides us? I mean, we're watching on the TV. You hear it in the background. Pillows. Pillows. Huh? Did he just say pillows?
The NBA draft is tomorrow night, 8 p.m. The Magic have the number 1 overall pick. Miami has the 27th overall selection as of now.
Ooh, a little intrigue.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7-866-954-MORE. It's a nice afternoon here in El Portal, most of South Florida as well. Don't expect too much rain, unless it's raining. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
I mean, you know that he has prepared zero weather when he goes, your weather? Well, it's a nice afternoon. Like he's just finding this out. Like he's, surprise. You know, he's like, yeah, he's a guy. He lives in the suburbs and he's opening his shades in the morning. Well, it's a nice afternoon. And that was his preparation. And then decided to mention it. If it is raining, then you can expect rain. That was tremendous.
I don't think Betty Davis goes about it this way. Hey, look at that. The sun's out.
Tri-County area is a vast, vast area. You know, I mean, I can't.
No, I think you nailed it. Possibly. I think you really did. I think you nailed it. All right, Josh Appel is going to join us from a BK drive-thru to celebrate National Onion Ring Day and also talk some Florida Panthers coaching change. So do not go anywhere. We'll get to humping with Appel here in a moment.
I am a humper, but I am not an attorney.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bloomin' Onion. Now that rhymes.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Josh Appel, who's a friend of the program. Josh Appel, he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's the public address announcer at Lone Depot Park for the Miami Marlins. He's a play-by-play broadcaster for Sports USA Media. Sports USA, by the way, Crowder, like that's the producer of the Stanley Cup Finals broadcast, which you can hear tonight on 560 WQAM, Game 4 from Tampa. Josh is a Jim Nance Award winner. He's one of the best play-by-play broadcasters on the planet. Lucky to have him in South Florida. Huge Florida Panthers fan. And I'm guessing an Onion Rings fan, but I don't know for sure. Today is National Onion Rings Day, and Josh is joining us from the BK drive-thru. Hello, Josh.
Hello, gentlemen. You really don't have to blow that much smoke up for me. I appreciate the kind words. But let's see, on the plan, you know, it's a little, you know, I'm
trying
to be humble.
How we feel about you. I'm not going to pull any punches. It's how we feel about you. The guy's willing to take a puck to the neck for Panthers victories last season in the suite. I mean, what?
And then it was all for nothing.
You lost a guy a job.
Yeah, I mean, all my fault.
Was it? Second round, was
right.
it? Was it
was
all for
it?
Nothing?
Now, are you an Onion Rings? Now, are you at? Are you in line at the drive-thru at BK?
I am pulling up to the speaker to order right now.
All right, you go ahead. We're going to listen in, and you do whatever you want. If you want to get something in addition to the onion rings, you just whatever makes you happy.
Well, I would hope so. To answer your question, onion rings, not my preferred side. Mm-hmm. I always go fries instead, like I assume most people do. I did tweet at you earlier about the Bloomin' Onion. Full disclosure, I've only had a Bloomin' Onion twice in my life. So
that I don't think I've ever had one. Oh, go ahead.
Hi, yeah. What? Can I please get a Whopper, please? No mayo, no tomato, no onion. And can I get that cut in half as well?
Ay, ay, ay.
No mayo, no tomatoes, and no onion?
Yes. And then cut in half, please.
Okay.
And then instead of fries Ridiculous. With that, can I get a medium onion ring and a medium Coke?
You want medium fries and a medium onion ring?
No fries, just onion rings, please, and a medium Coke.
Okay, so we're going to set the fries onion rings.
Okay. Yes, please.
Ask her if she knows it's Onion Ring Day.
Do you know that it's National Onion Ring Day? That's why I'm getting the onion ring.
No, I have no idea, ma'am.
She had no idea and then called me ma'am. All right, cool. How much is it?
$11.
All right, thank you. It's the worst.
You got to get some bass in your voice, big dog.
Oh, my God. I've never been a critique of mine. I've never been confused for a woman, but hey.
You totally threw her off with the little trivia about onion rings. She's probably now going, now it makes sense. Now I understand why we're selling so many onion rings today. That was excellent. It was I don't know about that order, Appel. I don't know about that order. I mean, you pretty much got a plain Whopper cut in half, right?
I mean, first of all, the Whopper being cut in half makes up for the substituting of tomato and mayo off of it, I feel. Because as everybody knows, a burger, especially a Whopper, tastes better when it's cut in half.
Yes, Alana, you have to be quelling at the order there.
I always knew I liked the Marlins PA address announcer.
It can't be
Never
PA address announcer
because
the A... The A stands for address. You're saying the public address announcer. So
I got
just be
it.
PA
I know.
Announcer.
I got caught up in the air there. You know what I meant.
Well, I wasn't really certain. I wanted to make it clear. Is there anybody in front of you? I want to get your opinion. I know you're a huge Panthers fan. I want to talk about this. But is there anyone in front of you? Are you at the window now? What are you doing?
There's one car in front of me. They just got their food. I'm antsy to get my Panthers takes off. So let me just pay. I mean, we can do that now. I just got to pay for the meal and then grab it. And, of course, taste test it.
Right. I want to hear you eat an onion ring. In fact, you got to make sure you take a picture. I mean, we are putting together. I mean, this is going to be the most demented photo album in the history of photo albums. It's a Rhonda Gadsden holding a Jamocha shake. And a picture of a roast beef sandwich with a store-bought slice of pepper jack cheese on it. It's what else do we have? We have John Michaels at Zaxby's. I mean, we've got all these great pictures. So Lana wants to know about sauces. Are you going to get an onion ring sauce?
Well, as of today, extra dipping sauce will be 30 cents. So no is the answer to that question.
Is that so?
That's what the paper in the window says.
Wow, is it? Are you paying now?
Yeah, but I will say this is the second Burger King drive-through that I had to come to because the first one, I was panicking. The drive-through is being repaved, so it was closed, and I wasn't sure I would make it to this one in time for this segment.
Oh, I'm glad
but
you
thankfully
got
we did.
It.
Yeah,
is it a new person handing you your food? Is this a different person than took your order?
I really hope so, because it was such an awkward interaction.
Well, can you ask again? Can you ask again if they know if it's National Onion Rings Day?
And a pal, warm up to her a little bit, man, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get a little friendlier.
Listen, if I only had the Hockman charm, I would.
Trust me, with a face like this, you need charm. Yeah, I mean, you gotta, it's all balance. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just waiting.
No. Are you there at the window?
Yeah, I'm at the window, but they're all putting together my great order cut in half. I'm just waiting on it.
Hey, you got to say, hey, beautiful.
Yeah, say, hey, beautiful. You want to practice on us?
Am I allowed? On you, no. For Crowder, hey, beautiful. I don't, is that allowed in 2022?
No, you're going to get me too'd. You're going to get me too'd on that. Don't do that.
You can call somebody beautiful.
No, you can't.
I did it at the airport.
Absolutely not. Trust me, now you're on the travel list.
TSA pre-check's not going to work.
That's exactly right.
You know, I wonder if Fangs knows that it's National Onion
Here we go.
Today.
Vic Fangio reference. We knew that was coming at some point.
Fangs.
So when they hand you your food, say, I want to make sure, I want to double check that you cut my Whopper in half. Are you, you know, like really get, like, you know, be a Karen.
You're putting me in such an uncomfortable spot. But sure. I mean, should I also complain that it's taking an extra few minutes to get the order too, or no?
Yeah, say what happened. Are you having a run on onion rings because today's National Onion Ring Day?
All right, I'll do that in a second. It looks like my order.
Right, here we go.
That burger better be cut in half. Is it okay if I call it a burger, even though it's called a Whopper?
No, you have to call it a Whopper.
Interesting. Nah, well, gotta be what's delaying the order is for cutting it in half.
They're still not there?
No, it's just waiting. This is riveting to listen to, I'm sure.
Are there people behind you?
Yes, there are people behind me.
Right, so they think you're a jackass with, like, a terrible order that's holding up the line. Little do they know, it's a Whopper and onion rings.
I'm getting it now. Thank you. Was it a big run on onion rings today because of National Onion Ring Day or no? No. All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Beautiful.
There we go, pal.
That's the Solana, you're welcome under your breath methodology. That was excellent.
Oh, God. She had no idea what I was talking about when I asked her.
We gathered that. we gathered that. Make sure you pull into a spot, take a picture, text it to us of you and your, hold up the BK bag or the onion ring, put a couple onion rings on your fingers, you know, do something fun, all right?
Of course.
Right. Now, let me get, can you talk Panthers while we're talking about this or while you're doing that?
Of course.
All right.
Yeah,
so
I just gotta. So I had to pull out to pull back into the parking lot. So I gotta go back in there in a second.
Totally understand. Panthers have this new head coach today. We've all learned Paul Maurice. So Andrew Brunette does not make the cut from interim head coach. So let's start there. Are you surprised that they didn't stick with Andrew Brunette?
Yeah, I am. You listen to all the players talk about him, how much they respected him. He's been there as a player. Coaches inexperienced need experience to get better. And I felt that, you know, what happened in the second round, he'd be better off because of it. But I guess they had other plans. They wanted a guy with, you know, that kind of experience. But Paul Maurice has won 1,600 games in the NHL. He's been in the playoffs. He's been to the Stanley Cup final. I get it. I guess. I figured that Brunette had done enough over 75 games plus winning a playoff series for the first time in 26 years to earn another chance at the full-time gig. But, you know, as much as the national hockey reporters were saying that, you know, it's a foregone conclusion at this point that, you know, Brunette's going to be back and he's going to put together a staff with his own assistants, the longer this went on, it kind of felt, you know, like this was going to be the end result. And I know they're trying to maybe offer him a position in the organization. I know we talked about that over text earlier, Hawk. That kind of feels awkward. So I don't think that's going to happen. If he wants to be a head coach, I think there will be places that would give him a chance. But there was some talk that I had heard that he might not necessarily want to be a head coach. He was asked about that in his exit press conference at the end of the season. So I'm sure eventually we'll find out the full story about what happened here. I don't know how Paul Maurice's system fits in with this roster. I would hope that he would adapt more to the players he has that just won the President's Trophy last year. But, you know, you never know. And they gave him a reportedly a 3-year deal, so it's not like they're attached to him, you know, for longer than that. We'll see what happens. It's a guy with experience, clearly something they wanted, and we'll see how it works out.
And getting rid of Brunette, Josh, was that a second-round exit, losing to the Lightning again? Like, is it simple as that? He lost his job because he couldn't beat the Lightning in the playoffs?
I think maybe it was the how, not necessarily, that they
sounds
lost.
Like somebody's because, opening up their onion rings is what it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. I'm taking my straw out. I'm getting my onion rings out. But I think that if they didn't get swept, he probably would have had a better shot. I think the power play was better. I think they would have had a better shot. To me, it's hard, like I said, it's hard to overlook 75-plus games in the regular season where the power play was top five in the league and then doing something that Coach Quenneville didn't do, Gerard Gallant didn't do, Peter DeBoer didn't do. Like, all those guys couldn't win a first-round series down here. Brunette did it, and he gets canned for it. I don't know. It's hard to say. I'm sure that the lack of success in that second round didn't help his cause. I think if they had won that round, I don't think there's any question he's back. I guess that'll be the million-dollar question.
Josh Appel is with us, Marlins public address announcer and broadcaster, play-by-play broadcaster for Sports USA Media. If I asked you to put a percentage of blame for the Panthers' second-round exit, what percentage of blame would you put on the head coach versus, I don't know, the opponent? Versus, you know, and then I don't know if you go to the inability to score on the power play, but then is that the coach's fault? Like, what is the percentage in your opinion? It's Andrew Brunette's fault that they lost in the second round.
Well, you know, certainly to some degree. Good onion rings, actually.
Yeah, no, I want to hear about the onion rings. I don't even like my own question. What? How are the onion rings? Are they cooked nicely?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good. Some of them are a little – I like them a little more well done, a little more crunchy. But, I mean, the ones that I'm having, not bad. Again, I'm not a big onion ring guy. But I love any – ooh, this is in the shape of an 8.
I was just about to ask if they were perfectly round. You got the 8?
There's an 8 here. There's like
that's
six.
Like the Willy Wonka golden ticket. Do you know that gets you a tour of the BK kitchen? Bring that inside real quick.
Well, I already left. And I don't know if I could face that cashier again.
I got the 8, beautiful. I got the 8.
I think he got 2 strikes, Hawk. I don't know if he wants this 3rd strike.
He's got 2 strikes. So what, now open up the Whopper. Is it cut in half?
Let's see. Wow. 1 second. It's double wrapped.
Oh, that's good. That's a good sign.
No, they do that when they cut it in half.
Here it is. Here it is, cut in half.
Wow! Now I like to put onion rings on the burger. Will you consider that?
I'm not certain I will.
Okay.
But for you,
all right. You don't have to. No, you don't have to.
For you, I'll do it.
Look at that.
For you, I'll do it.
Wow.
I mean, this is a celebration of National Onion Ring Day like no one has ever experienced before. Imagine the BK worker's surprise when they were made aware of it by Marlins public address announcer Josh Appel. What a day.
I should have done it. I should have done it in the PA voice.
Now I'd like onion rings. Onion rings.
Wow.
You should have done it as J. Rokeach.
Ms. Whopper. Cut in half, really. I mean, with an onion ring? Wow.
Now, obviously you did that for Solana, I'm guessing. Do you normally get your – are you a BK guy? Do you go there often?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't go there much either.
It's not near the top of my fast food list.
Right.
And I don't know. I used to be huge on the chicken fries, and then they went away, and then they came back. And when they came back, it wasn't as good as the original, and I just kind of stopped going. Yeah.
Now, when you go to BK, though, do you normally get the Whopper cut in half? Do you normally get burgers cut in half? Or is this something you did specifically for Solana?
I don't know what you're talking about. Solana and I really don't communicate outside of when I come on this show. So he definitely didn't text me. He definitely didn't text me earlier today to get the Whopper cut in half.
The only time we can get Solana to do work for the show before the show starts is if it's something that's going to benefit one of his arguments. The does any kind of prep work. Solana, you texted him early today and told him to cut the Whopper in half.
Did you not hear what I just said? He definitely did not do that.
Right.
And I always get my Whoppers cut in half. He did not do that.
Solana, are you tainting the jury?
I did no such thing.
No.
I have not texted Appel since I asked him for free Marlins tickets a couple weeks ago.
How'd that go?
Not great. I watched it at the sports bar.
He didn't like you.
What about Josh Appel is with us. What about Paul Maurice? Do you know much of him, and what do you think about him as the new Panthers head coach?
Since everybody's been talking about Mackenzie Weegar, I wonder how a guy like Weegar's game fits into this system. I wonder how all of their games fit in this system, because he's more of a defensive-style coach. The Panthers are the opposite of that. They don't play, good defense, but, from time to time, they get caught because of their heavy pressure and their run-and-gun style, which really suits this roster. So, again, my main concern with Paul Maurice, who's a ton of experience, like I said, he's won 1,600 games in the league, made it to a Stanley Cup final, made it to a conference final. He's had success in the places he's been, but how does his system mesh with the Panthers roster? And I hope that it's not a scenario where he tries to fit pieces that don't necessarily fit into that. But Bill Zito has, done enough at this point to give him benefit of the doubt. And, we'll just see what happens. And it's a really boring answer, but, I don't like getting too high or too down on a coaching hire until we actually see what happens, because ultimately the roster will be – will determine how good this team is, I think.
No, along that point, Josh, which makes perfect sense because, systems are set up for the players that are playing in them, and good coaches adjust their system to those players. But do you think Maurice will have some input on the roster? Kind of like you're saying this guy really can't do what I need him to do. I need this guy.
Well, it's such a unique situation because, the only reason there are going to be changes to this roster is because of the salary cap. That's what, maybe the guys they try and fill in, fill out the roster depth-wise fit more to what Maurice does. But the guys that are already here are the guys that are already here. This is a team that scored the most goals in NHL history post-salary cap. So, that's the balance here of we're just kind of hiring someone else to kind of guide the ship who has experience. I would assume this is something that came up in the interview process. At least I would hope,
So today, if you were kind of wrapping it up with a bow, is this a great day for the Florida Panthers? Is it a bad day for the Florida Panthers? It's a nothing day for the Florida Panthers. I mean, when there's a coaching change made, usually when there's a coaching change made, it's because it's an epically bad team or a team that has underperformed for a long period of time, right? The Dolphins, I think, when they got rid of Brian Flores, that was shocking to a lot of people because they weren't epically bad and they were seemingly getting better. That was a shocking coaching change. Today, because you could certainly make a case that Andrew Brunette should be the head coach next season, so today is a what day for the Florida Panthers?
It's a day.
Right.
It's such a weird situation because had Joel Quenneville handled the situation when he was in Chicago better than he did, we're not even having this conversation. It really starts there. And again, like you said, the circumstances around a coaching change don't usually follow a record-setting season for a team when they have postseason success that they hadn't had in 26 years and the production they had with a Coach of the Year finalist. it's just, it's an odd situation. And, you know, it kind of, as a Panthers fan for my entire life, it kind of feels like we've always been on the downside as far as luck goes. And it feels kind of fitting that after they have their best season in franchise history, that there's still something that kind of drags it down a little bit that goes, oh, you know, is this going to work out from here? You know, like there's still kind of that doubt because, oh no, are these the old Panthers coming back? I hope not. It doesn't feel like that for the most part, but you know, there's still that little voice in the back of my head as a longtime fan that thinks, ugh, like I still kind of feel uneasy about all this.
Josh Appel, Marlins public address announcer. So is it Pablo Lopez on the mound tonight for the Fish?
It is Pablo Lopez.
Now, can we tell you our story? I don't know if you're aware of this. We call them pillows on the show. Are you aware of this?
I am not aware of this. Why do you all call them pillows?
This is an amazing story by, and of course revolves around Solana, as all amazing stories do. You remember at the beginning of the pandemic, the Marlins were the first team to have like an outbreak. And remember, they were caught in a hotel. I think it was in New York, right? Where they were there
Philly.
For a few weeks.
I think it was Philly.
It was Philly, yeah. And they were there for a few weeks. Barry Jackson writes in the Miami Herald that Pablo Lopez to stay loose is throwing baseballs into a pillow in his hotel room. Solana, because he pays half attention to everything, relays that story on the air. I had happened to read it in the Herald. Solana delivers the story during the headlines and says Pablo Lopez is throwing pillows against the wall in order to stay loose.
Yeah.
And so Crowder and I are, you know, a little quizzical. Wait a second. A pillow doesn't necessarily have the mass of a baseball, the feel of a baseball. It would seem counterintuitive to try to stay loose as a major league pitcher by throwing hotel pillows against a wall. And sure as bleep, Solana argued with us. No, you guys have it wrong. He is throwing pillows against the wall. Obviously, we had to get clarification. That I know. It's hard to believe. It's a head scratcher at best.
No.
A long way of asking you if you will announce him tonight as pillows.
No.
Okay.
Long question, short answer.
Well, we gave it a shot.
Maybe if you called
and
me beautiful,
and I was
kind of
hoping
you'd
answer
it.
That. I was nervous that you were going to say yes. I'll announce him as pillows. Josh Appel, Marlins public address announcer, celebrating National Onion Rings Day with us at the BK drive-thru. How many onion rings did you knock off during this segment? Did you kill a bag?
Well, they don't give you a bag. It's a little carton box thing, first of all.
Really?
Second of all, I haven't finished. Yeah, it's a little carton. I'll send you the picture.
It's not that little bag, that little greasy bag?
No. It's like a French fry cup thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's how Solana and I were talking earlier, even though we weren't. If Solana and I hypothetically were speaking earlier, he would have talked about, you know, when you order fries from Burger King and you get that, like, one onion ring or two onion rings that find its way inside the French fry box. Yeah, always good.
That is a treat. All right, Josh Appel, if you're going to the Marlins game tonight, you will absolutely hear him and his booming voice over the public address system. Thank you for celebrating National Onion. What's that?
One more thing. Vote for the Marlins in the All-Star game. I'm going to promote that. Am I allowed to promote that? Vote for the Marlins in the All-Star
promote whatever
game.
You Jazz want. Chisholm. Jazz is leading all second basemen in the National League.
Yes, he is. Got Garrett Cooper's top five in the league in hitting. Aguilar's having a good year. Let's get some votes. You can vote up to five times a day. Unfortunately, you can't vote for pitchers, or else I would say vote for Sandy and Pablo. But it does feel like Sandy might start the All-Star game, so we'll see.
Sandy and who?
Pablo.
Who?
No, sorry. Pillows.
Thank you.
Here, how about this?
Appreciate that.
How about this? I'll do an introduction of Pablo Lopez as Pillows right now for you.
That's what
I was going
to ask.
Instead of doing it at the stadium.
That would be tremendous. But I would like you to roll down your windows so everyone in the BK parking lot can hear you.
All right, windows being rolled down now. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You ready? All right, here we go. And on the mound for the Marlins, number 49, Pillows.
It sounds great. Give it a shot tonight. Well, at least think about it, all right?
I'll think about it, and then I won't do it.
All right, fair enough. We'll all be listening. There you go. Josh Appel. Thanks, Josh.
Appreciate you guys.
Happy National Onion Rings Day. That was tremendous. Drive-through sports talk. I mean, we got ourselves a winner here.
This is great.
It really is. All right. Nice job, beautiful. You hear us talk on this show about Athletic Greens. We both take AG1. So what is it? With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, adaptogens, and it'll help you start your day right. AG1 costs less than $3 a day. So that's less than you're spending on onion rings or coffee. And it's an investment in your health. You know, it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. Athletic Greens, they've got over 7,000 five-star reviews. People are using it and loving it. 7,000 five-star reviews. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Again, just one scoop of Athletic Greens in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So all you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Poop through a goose.
Hawk and Crowder.
Breaking news. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.